Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Shelley DeLeon. She's a speaker as well as entrepreneur. Shelley, welcome to our podcast.
Hi, good morning, Christopher.
San Diego, you mentioned, is where you're from, or you currently live there. And I read sometime somewhere that San Diego has the second most temperate weather in the world. And I'm just curious, in case our listeners have never been there, because we have literally guests from 92 countries, so all around the world, what might you say about San Diego that might compel you them to come visit? Not you, or maybe they can visit you, but like the city.
Yeah, sure. Well, the reason I came here, I was originally born in Minnesota. I came here in 2008, and I figured it was the most western, southern point I could live and still live in America, and I wanted palm trees and the Pacific Ocean. And so I was right about my choice in seeking that out, and I love it here, and I certainly encourage everyone to visit. It's a beautiful, beautiful place.
It is. And there's just a certain energy and spirit about it, because I'm from New York City, as I mentioned to you prior to the podcast starting. And I'm like,
yeah,
why'd you move to California? I'm like, because I hate cold weather and I hate warm weather. The cold, as you know, in Minnesota, it just hurts your soul. So anyone that's not like cold weather, you should definitely move out to California, because it's just something with the weather. I mean, it's actually proven sun gives you serotonin and vitamin D. But the point is, go to where that makes you happy. Now, that being said, did you always have that sense of, you know what, I want to go here, therefore I'm going to go here? Or what was the path for you to even get to that point? Because not everyone has that courage or desire
or
initiative.
Well, yeah. So this is, we were talking earlier about being true to yourself, and really that's where that came from. I knew that it was possible to actually be happy, like, all the time. You know, even just running to the grocery store here, it's not a burden, right? But in Minnesota, I mean, maybe I'm just not a winter person, but everything just seemed a little more taxing physically and otherwise, mentally. And so, I just knew that I could do it. And so I set out to do it.
Yeah. And this is the thing, again, I want our listeners to know, by taxing, at least for me, I remember, if it snows, you have to figure out, is it going to snow? Is it going to rain? Is it going to be sleet? How much snow? Do I bring my shovel? Does the car have antifreeze? Will the windows, like, all these things you would never think about had you not lived in a place that's very, very cold, you know? And you don't have to deal with that anymore. So I'm just letting our listeners know and painting a picture about that. Now, you are a speaker as well as an entrepreneur. Tell us, what main topics do you talk on?
I really speak to groups of people who are looking to change in some way. And so for the most part, I really share what I've learned in making these changes. You know, that was a big change, moving from Minnesota to California, but I've made many big changes in my life. And just listening to my inner, that place in ourselves where people refer to that as like, well, that was my gut telling me I should or shouldn't do that, right? So I have allowed myself time and space to really listen to what that looks like and who is the best version of me and what do I want to show up in this world as, you know? And so I just share the path that I took to get to that place. But it's really about listening to yourself at your core and really being moved by what you think is the best version of yourself.
But how, though, Shelley? What if someone else wants to move somewhere or start a book or start a business or leave a job, or leave relationships? What did you do? Did you have encouraging forces around you, or you just got fed up with your past life? I mean, what was that, the impetus, that spark, that final straw?
Yeah. Well, I do believe I had a lot of help around me. Like you, I was raised in the Catholic faith, and as an adult, I sought out a non-denominational church because I just really wanted the truth. And so what I found was that even though you have maybe external sources that are cheering you on or trying to steer you, you just have to get honest with yourself. And what I knew is that, for instance, when I moved, I thought, okay, can I do this, right? And what will it take? And has somebody done it before me? Now, this is a very short conversation for me at that time, 2008. Of course, people have done it before you. And do people live in other places and just work regular jobs and make a living and still live there comfortably? Probably. You know, so this was a very short conversation. I was sold. I was out the door. I was, wasn't going to do winter anymore.
Well, so those, even though it's such a short conversation, Shelley, unfortunately, a lot of people don't ask those questions. So I just love the fact that you just shared it very simply, because again, the most profound truths often come from the simple questions. So I appreciate you sharing that as a testament to that. Now, regarding the company that you helped build called Oh Baby, what are some things that you feel that creating this baby related company or service, anything that really surprised you, piqued your interest, was interesting for you as a business owner or as a business person that you're like, okay, I don't know if you realize, but this is something that really taught me something about business in terms of the baby industry?
Yeah. So this is my sister and brother-in-law's business. And I started in 1995 to work with them. They started doing art shows and art fairs, and they actually were offered to open a store in the Mall of America. Everybody knows where the Mall of America is there in Minnesota. So that's where we started, you know, a kind of grassroots thing. And what I learned is that in any line of business or anything we do, really, it's about relationships. So eventually that store grew to 3 physical locations, and they're still there in Minnesota, plugging away. And they actually have an online store, obabystyle.com. It's adorable, of course. Anything to do that, you know, like clothing that you can make it tiny, it's just cute, right? So so that was great. It was a great learning experience for me, but really it is about building relationships, and that's where growth happens.
That's awesome. The last question is, Shelley, you are writing a book. What is the book about, and why did you choose to write it?
So it's about healing. I chose to write it because I think, like your show here, The Gifters, everybody's story has value. And it's my way of sharing my story, what I've learned, and hopefully that helps somebody. I just feel like we all have these stories, and I'm just bursting to share it, that it might help somebody. So it's really about wisdom, you know, getting wisdom and being open to that. It's the principal thing. And that we're all realizing this now as a nation, that there's no wisdom apart from truth. And then to speak life over yourself, over your circumstances, your business, your family. Speak life and watch the words that you say, and be very careful about choosing them, so that you really are creating the life that you want, and you're really showing up as the best version of yourself.
Love that. I mean, isn't that what we all hope, frankly, to every day do our best to show up as the best version of ourselves, which is to serve of the other people. Thank you so much for being on our podcast, Shelley, and sharing your story. How can our guests connect and stay in touch with you?
They can find me on LinkedIn at Shelley DeLeon. And thanks so much, Christopher, for having me. It's just a pleasure.
Thanks, Shelley. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.